Let us turn to Luke chapter 21.
请我们打开路加福音第二十一章。
And he told them a parable, Behold the fig tree and all the trees.
耶稣又设比喻对他们说，你们看无花果树和各样的树。
As soon as they put forth leaves, you see it and know that for yourself that the summer is now near.
他发芽的时候，你们一看见，自然晓得夏天近了。
Even so, you too, when you see these things happening, recognize that the kingdom of God is near.
这样你们看见这些事渐渐的成就，也该晓得神的国近了。
These are the verses for the moment.
请我们暂时读经读到这一段。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有一同有祈祷。
Dear Lord, we thank you so much because of your grace and mercy, we can continue to be here.
神啊，我们感谢你，因为你是那位伟大而有恩典的神，我们来到你面前。
We thank you for this gathering.
我们感谢主你，让我们可以聚集在一起。
We believe that it is you who gather us together.
我们相信是主你自己将我们聚集的。
For the purpose that we may know you even in a better way.
这个原因就是叫我们能够更加明白你的自己。
Once again, this morning we pray that you will speak to our hearts.
主啊，今日我哋再一次求你喺我哋嘅心里边向我哋说话。
Impress us with your living word。
你将你嘅话深深地印喺我哋嘅里边。
Give us the strength that we may rise up and follow you。
俾我哋能力，叫我哋能够起嚟嚟跟随你。
We thank you so much, Lord。
我哋感谢你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray。
祷告靠主耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen。
Amen。
Now we will continue to share on the perfect word of Christ.
我们继续嘅系睇主佢预言嘅话。
Now again, we always dwell on few verses in Gospel of Luke according to Luke.
我哋都系睇跟住路加福音所讲嘅一几句嘅话。
And we talk about the fig tree. We all talk about all the trees.
我哋讲到无花果树，亦都讲到其他嘅树。
Now when they put forth the leaves, then we know that the summer is now near.
当我哋睇见呢一啲树发芽嘅时候，我哋就知道呢个夏天近了。
In other words, the kingdom of God is near.
用一句话嚟讲就系话神嘅国近了。
In other words, our Lord's return is near.
又另一句话嚟讲就系主嘅翻嚟亦都系近了。
Now yesterday we try to understand the word of our Lord from Jeremiah and also Isaiah.
昨天我们从耶利米书和以赛亚书，我们尝试去看这个五百主的话。
So when we go through when we try to have an outline of book of Isaiah and book of Jeremiah,
我们看了以赛亚和耶利米的一些概论。
So we were able to find out those ancient nations.
咁我哋就睇到一啲嘅古代嘅古国
，mentioned in the Bible and also always having conflict with Israel。
咁啊喺圣经里边讲到，亦都系咧经常同以色列喺个嘅斗争嘅里边。
And last night we even talk about how, in what way, these ancient nations.This ancient nation will play a very important role before the Lord's return.
昨天晚上我们都看到一些古国在主来之前他们怎么重要的地位。
So we talk about a religious alliance.
我们就看到这个宗教的联合。
Now one day it will become political one and also become military one.
咁跟住我哋就见到政治嗰个嘅联盟同埋咧军事嘅联盟。
Now, this morning we want to go one step further.
咁我哋今日咧再进一步。
So today this morning we will dwell on book of Daniel.
咁我 哋睇但以理書。
Now let us from the book, the prophecies given in the book of Daniel.
咁我哋從但以理書裏邊嘅預言嗰度去睇。
Let us try to find out the fig tree and all the other trees.
咁我哋去睇一睇木瓜果樹同埋其他嘅樹係乜嘢。
Because we, you know that chronologically speaking,
咁我哋睇到
chronological speaking, chronological.按照时间来说，按照时间来说，
时间来说。
Now we know that a book of Isaiah was written about 800 before Christ.
咁啊，以赛亚书咧系喺主前嘅八百年写嘅。
Then around 600 before Christ.
咁啊，大概主前嘅六百年。
And we know especially before the destruction of city of Jerusalem.
咁咧就係喺耶路撒冷被毀之前
，and you remember how God raised the prophet Jeremiah？
咁神點樣嘅興起耶利米
？And then he has given us a wonderful prophecy。
咁喺嗰度佢俾咗我哋一個好奇妙嘅一個嘅預言。
Especially when the city of Jerusalem was besieged。
特別係喺耶路撒冷佢被圍攻嘅時候。
I remember how Jeremiah really gave the prophecy。
咁我哋就睇到耶利米佢點樣嘅嚟講出呢一個嘅預言。
According to that prophecy, now people of Israel will be captured into Babylon。
根據呢一個預言，講到咧以色列人點樣嘅被掳到。
However, seventy years later, they will come back。
但係經過七十年之後，佢哋重新翻到呢個耶路撒冷。
So before the destruction of the city of Jerusalem, now the prophecy of Jeremiah mainly addressed to the people of Israel。
咁所以喺呢個耶路撒冷被毀之前，耶利米所講嘅就係講到呢一個以色列人。
That's why from chapter 1 to chapter 45, now you discover, you see the fig tree。
咁所以喺第一章到第四十五章就係講到呢個無花果樹。
So according to Jeremiah, he saw how Babylon really not only conquered the land, also took his own people away to the land of Babylon。
唔單止咧講到巴比倫係統治呢一帶嘅地方，仲係咧將以色列人咧帶嚟呢一帶嘅地方。
And then when the city of Jerusalem was fallen，
當耶路撒冷被攻陷嘅時候
，Now Jeremiah turned to the nations。
咁咧耶利米就去面向住呢一個嘅民族。
Now of course God used Babylon to judge Israel。
神咧用巴比伦嚟审判以色列
，because God used that method try to restore people of Israel。
因为神用呢一个嘅神用巴比伦嚟重建重新嚟建造翻以色列。
And we know that Babylon, we know the people of Israel had a serious terminal disease。
因为我哋知道以色列人佢哋有一个好嚴重嘅一個絕症。
Now it's impossible, it's beyond cure, it is beyond beyond the cure。
係完全唔能夠醫得好嘅。
So now God has to deal with these people。
咁所以神咧要對付一班嘢。
So God used Babylon to judge his own people。
咁所以神用巴比倫嚟審判佢自己嘅民。
So after God has accomplished that work。
所以當神完成咗呢一個工作
，Now God turned to Babylon。
咁所以神咧就針對翻巴比倫。
So that's why Jeremiah tells us how that empire will be collapsed。
咁所以神就講到一個巴比倫係點樣嘅嚟傾覆。
So that's why you have the prophecy about Babylon。
所以跟住就講到關乎到巴比倫嘅。
Also many other nations。
同埋其他嘅國家。
So for sure, these ancient nations had always the conflict with Israel.
所以好肯定呢一啲咁樣嘅唔同嘅國家，成日經常都會同以色列有嗰個衝突。
So because of that conflict,
因为这样的冲突,
now God is going to judge all these nations.
所以神就在那里呢, 来审判一些不同的,
So remember, all kinds of conflict means some way God is dealing with his own people.
所以有时候这些冲突是神要对付他自己的民,
trying to purify his own people.
要在那里呢, 验证他的人,
trying to educate his own people.
要在那里呢, 教导他们。
So of course, there is some important spiritual significance behind all things.
所以在这个呢有很重要的一些神的原则在后面背后的。
So from the prophecy of Jeremiah,
所以在耶利米的预言的里面,
again we have the fig tree and all the trees.
所以在那里我们看到有无花果树也有其他的树。
So if you compare Jeremiah and Isaiah,
所以我们比较耶利米和以赛亚。
Now you can imagine how those ancient nations eventually will play a very important role before the Lord's return.
所以我们就看到这些不同的民族在主来之前占一个怎样重要的位置。
Because Daniel always talk about end time.
咁因为但以理经常都系讲到这个末后的事。
Now those nations were ancient nations.
咁一啲嘅不同的国家
They were nations in the history of history.
他们是在历史里面的一些国家。
But one day before the Lord's return,
但有一天当主要来之
前, for some reason they were revived.
他们无论是什么原因他们是重新的。
But now in what for?
兴起, 但是为了什么原因?
Last time we already saw from Psalm 83.
咁从诗篇嘅八十三篇我哋睇咗一
次。Now, before the end time, now all these nations will form a league, will form an alliance.
咁呢喺主嚟之前呢一班嘅呢一啲唔同嘅国家就会成为一啲同盟。
Then it will become very important power.
成为一个好重要嘅一个势力。
In the global platform.
在全球的那个位置上。
And now we can understand why many things happen, in front of our eyes.
所以我们就开始明白在我们眼前所发生的一些事情。
So now you are able to begin to explain what happened, what is going on around us.
那开始我们就去解释为什么这些事发生在我们面前。
Especially since September 11.
特别在9月1日。
Now it's almost like alarm clock. We all have, it's actually, it's a wake up call.For every one of us.
好似一个闹钟咁样咧，去闹醒我哋每一个。
Especially for the people who live in the Western world.
特别喺西方居住嘅人。
They actually don't know much about what's going on in the whole world.
佢哋咧对于呢个全球所发生嘅事情咧系知道咧系好少嘅。
They don't know anything about the legacy of Saddam Hussein.
佢哋唔知道咧。撒旦姆呢留低咗一啲乜嘢。
Now, they don't understand actually the megatrend of this world actually is just like what Bible predicted.
佢哋都唔知道喺世界上面发生嘅事呢其实同圣经所讲到预言到嘅呢系咁有关系。
Now, this morning we would like to take the book of Daniel.
今日我哋呢就嚟睇但以理。
Now, we want to go one step further.
或者我们再行前一步
And then we try to gain even more knowledge
我们就能够更明白多一些
About the fig tree and all the trees
去明白什么关乎这个无花果树和无花果
First let us turn to Daniel chapter 11
我们首先看但以理书第十一章
Daniel 11
但以理书上一章
verse 11 I think we only read one verse the king of the south
南方的王
and the verse 13
第十
Psalm said,
the King of the North.
北方的王。
Now we don't have to go to detail.
Right?
But anyway, in chapter 11, you have the King of the North, you have the King of the North, and also have also the King of the South.
咁我哋睇到无论如何，里面讲到咧系北方嘅王同埋南方嘅王。
Now the prophecy of chapter 11 already been fulfilled.
喺十一章呢一个预言咧已经被应验。
Now when Daniel predict all these events,
当但以理去预言到一啲发生嘅。
Now these events were yet to come by that time.
呢啲事对。但以来讲是还没发生。
But since it has been already fulfilled in history,
但是在历史来讲这些事已经发生了。
So most of the events in chapter 11 already passed, already gone in history.
而在第十一章里面所预言到的其实已经是过去的在历史里面。
So if you want to understand chapter 11, you ought to know very well about your history.
所以你要明白第十一章咧，你对历史咧就一定要有相当嘅熟悉
，especially the history of the Western world，
特别咧系喺西方嘅历史。
So remember, in order to understand chapter 11, you really need a very detailed knowledge about the history, what happened in that part of the world。
咁所以如果你要明白第十一章咧，你就要去好仔细嘅明白特别系嗰一部分。
But the king of the south here actually referred to Egypt.
南方的王就指住埃及。
The king of the north referred to Syria.
北方的王就讲到叙利亚。
Because in the Bible, they always use Jerusalem as a center.
因为耶路撒冷经常圣经经常都用耶路撒冷来做中心。
So when Bible mentions north, it always referred to Syria.
因为当讲到北方的时候经常都是讲到叙利亚。
When Bible talk about south, always refer to Egypt.
讲到南的时候经常都是讲到埃及。
When Bible talk about east, the east always refer to Iraq or Iran.
讲到东边的时候就是伊朗和伊拉克。
Now, when Bible talk about the west, always referred to Eastern Europe.
讲到西边的时候经常就是讲到东欧了。
Now, I think this is very important.
因为这个是非常重要。
Now, do you remember, our Lord talk about the Queen of Sheba from the, end of the earth?
咁大家仲记得主讲到这个士巴女王从世界的极端的来到呢
?Queen of Sheba, also the Queen of the South.
这个士巴女王就是讲到南方的女王。
Now, this Queen of South actually is from the end of the earth.
南方的女王就是呢讲到从地讲到是从地极而来的。
Now, very interesting.
好奇妙的。
Now, we all know that Queen of the South means Queen of Ethiopia.
原来呢讲到南方的女王就是讲到这个埃塞俄比亚。
Now, Queen of Sheba came from Ethiopia.
原来这个士巴女王就是从这个埃塞俄比亚的。
So now, if you open your map,
如果大家打开你的地图，
you look for Jerusalem,
你看一看耶路撒冷，
now you take one pencil,
你揸起一支铅笔，
and if you just point to the south,
你向南来指向。
Okay, so then you will find, now Ethiopia just the south of Jerusalem.
阿塞俄比亚就啱啱喺耶路撒冷嘅南方。
And so you try to make a measurement.
你量度一下。
And according to the measurement on your map.
根据你地图里边嗰个嘅。
You should be able to figure out the distance between Ethiopia and Jerusalem.
根据嗰个比例咧，你就知道阿塞俄比亚同耶路撒冷嗰个嘅距离有几远。
So if I remember correctly, it is 1,400 miles, something like that.
如果冇记错嘅话，就大概有1,400里咁远。
But so you see, so that's the distance.
咁呢一个就系嗰个距离。
From Jerusalem to Ethiopia.
耶路撒冷去到阿塞俄比亚。
Now, when you reach Ethiopia, according to the Bible, you already reach the end of the earth.
根据圣经，如果你去到埃塞俄比亚，你就去到地极了。
Now, Egypt is the south.
埃及亦都系喺南。
Now, Ethiopia is far south.
埃塞俄比亚咧就系再南一啲。
So, if you study Isaiah, talk about something happened in Ethiopia, Bible always use now not only the south, also the from afar.
咁啊，所以若果聖經講到咧，埃塞俄比亞咧就唔係單單講到係南邊，而係咧係好遠嘅南方。
And not only that，
唔單止。
And Bible talk about something happening to the north。
咁啊，亦都講到北邊。
But also say from very far。
都係講到咧係從遠方而嚟嘅。
So if Bible talk about far north，
咁如果聖經裏邊咧講到喺極方而嚟嘅咧。
So what you are going to do is now instead of traveling south to from Jerusalem, you have to travel north.
咁就係你唔係向南行啦，而係向北行啦。
So now think about it. Now instead of travel south for 1,400 miles，
你唔係向南行1,400 里。
So now you travel north again the same distance。
如果你調轉向北行同樣嘅咁樣嘅距離嘅話
，So then where you will reach？
咁你就會去到。
You will reach Moscow today。
你去到莫斯科。
So now you understand in the Bible when talk about far south, it means Ethiopia. Far north means Moscow。
咁而聖經裏邊咧講到極南咧就係埃塞俄比亞嘅極北方嘅咧就係莫斯科啊。
Now there was a prophecy. There was a very important prophecy in Isaiah。
咁啊喺以赛亚嗰度有一个极重要嘅一个。
1948。
喺1948年之后。
Now when people of Israel came back from all over the world。
当以色列人从世界各地翻翻去。
Normally they don't have any problem, they don't have any difficulty。
通常佢哋都冇任何困难。
However, according to Isaiah, a prophecy in Isaiah。
但根据以赛亚嘅预言。
Now they will have a problem。
咁嗰度有一个。
Only two areas in the world. Now they somehow they have a problem. They cannot go home. They cannot go back.
咁喺嗰度咧，只有兩個地區咧嘅人咧係唔能夠翻回呢個應許之地。
Now one day God had to say to the far north, now give them up.
咁啊，有一日神就話呢個極北。你要將佢哋
交。Now he has to say to the south, say that don't hold them up.
咁啊，都係向最南嘅話，你哋唔好咧攔咗佢哋。
So now that's one of the very important prophecies in the Bible.
咁啊，喺呢一度咧有一個好重要嘅。
And that prophecy was fulfilled only around 1990.
咁啊，呢一個預言咧就喺1990年咧應驗咗。
Now before that. That prophecy was not fulfilled. And now everybody knows that after 1948, now when people came back, if people of Israel came back from all over the world, now they don't have a problem except two areas.
咁啊，喺1948年嘅時候咧，猶太各地嘅猶太人咧都冇困難咧，翻到以色列。
So now Isaiah tried to mention these two areas.
咁以赛亚咧就提到咧。
800 years before Christ.
是由主前的800年。
And that prophecy will be fulfilled around 1990.
咁去到咧1990年咧，呢一个预言咧先至成就。
So Isaiah used a telescope of time.
咁啊，以赛亚咧用一个时间嘅一个望远镜。
Now he was able to know one day when people of Israel were coming back to their own homeland. Now only two areas they will have problem.
咁以赛亚佢知道咧，当以色列人咧从同一地方翻到佢家园嘅时候，有两笪地方咧系出现问题。
So I think I better show you this prophecy.
我同大家咧睇一睇一个咁样嘅预言。
Isaiah 43:5. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offerings from the east and gather you from the west.
不要害怕，因我与你同在，我必领你的后裔从东方来，又从西方招聚来。
So remember.Now, since 1948, now people of Israel, when they came back from all over the world, they have no problem from the east nor from the west.
在当以色列人回到他们应许之地的时候，从东和西都是没问题。
And some people came back from Iraq.
一啲人咧喺伊拉克翻翻去。
And also some people came back from Europe。
咁有一啲人咧喺歐洲翻去。
So either from Iraq or Iran or from Europe, they have no problem。
咁喺伊朗同埋伊拉克或者歐洲咧翻去嘅人咧都
冇問題。And now we find a problem here。
我哋跟住睇到有
問題。I will say to the north, give them up.
我要对北方说，交出来。
Why? Because somehow in some area, people won't give the people of Israel up.
因为无论系乜嘢原因，有一啲人咧系唔愿意咧将一啲嘅曾经子民咧交出来。
And now God has to say to the south.
咁神又对南方说
，You will not hold them back.
可以拘留。
You see?
睇唔睇到
？So only two areas.
我只有两大嘅地方。
But then you have to be very careful.
但我哋咧要小心啲。
The law here does not refer to Syria.
因为呢个北咧唔系讲到咧叙利亚。
Now the south here does not refer to Egypt.
南方亦都唔系讲到呢个埃及。
How do you know?
我哋点知道
？You have to judge it by the context.
咁啊，因为我哋要根据呢个
信息
嚟。
So if you judge the context, you will know what does that mean here.
当我哋睇根据上文下嚟睇嘅时候咧，我哋就知道点解。
So he said, bring my sons from afar.
将我嘅众子从远方带来。
And my daughters from the ends of the earth.
将我嘅众女从地极领回。
So now this Noah is not just the Noah, it's far Noah.
咁啊，所以呢个北唔系咧就咁北，而系咧极北。
So this south is not south, it's far south.
呢个南唔系就咁南，而系咧极南。
Now we already mentioned.
我哋
far south is Ethiopia.
极南就系阿塞拜
疆。Far north is Russia or Moscow.
极北咧就系俄罗斯或者咧系莫斯科。
Now it is very interesting.
好有趣。
After 1948.
喺1948年之
後 ，The people of the Israel they have no problem to come back to their homeland。
以色列人咧翻到佢嘅家園咧係冇問題嘅。
Now some people even came back from China。
咁有啲人咧從中國翻到以色列。
And you know about about 20 centuries。12th century.
12th century.
And a group of Jews, they migrate and all the way to China.
咁啊，有一班嘅猶太人咧就移民咗去中國。
So they reach a city called Kaifeng.
喺嗰度咧去咗一個城咧叫開封。
But then they took the last name of the emperor as their last name.
咁佢就用咗嗰個當時嘅皇帝嘅名嚟做佢嘅名。
But by that time, the emperor's last name is Chao, so their names are Chao.
所以當時皇帝嘅名叫周，所以佢哋名都叫周。
But they were all the Jews, they all Jews.
但佢哋大全部嘅承擔都係猶太人。
So somehow now they migrate into China.
咁佢哋就去咗移民到去中國。
Since 1948, many Chinese came back to Israel from Kaifeng.
So
this was very famous Kaifeng Jew, Kaifeng Jews.
咁啊，嗰一班嘅猶太人咧就好出名，就叫開封嘅猶太人。
And now let us remember，
我哋要記得。
And these people now they are already in Israel。
呢一班人咧已經喺以色列啦。
So if you try to go to Chinese restaurant in Tel Aviv，
如果你去到台灣夫嘅中國嘅
，Now you don't have to ask what is the name， what is the last name of the owner。
咁唔需要問咧呢個老闆嘅姓氏係乜嘢。
I can guarantee you the owner's name is Chao。
我可以好肯定話俾你聽呢個老闆嘅姓氏。
So now you see brothers and sisters, now even they have no problem coming back from China。
就算係咁樣，我哋都睇到咧，連喺中國嘅猶太人咧都翻去冇問
題。But they did have a problem with either Moscow or Ethiopia. They won't let them go.
咁啊，但係喺亞塞拜疆同埋莫斯科咧，佢哋就有問題啦，佢哋唔肯放佢哋。
About 3.5 million Jews in Russia by that time.
大概有350万嘅猶太人咧喺莫斯科度。
And they want to go back to Israel, but they were not able because they won't give them up.
咁啊，佢哋想翻到以色列，但系咧，當地嘅政府咧唔願意放佢哋。
But finally, God said to Gorbachev.
咁但系咧，最后神咧向哥巴卓夫咧嚟讲
，Now give them up，
要将佢哋咧释放。
And there you discover the Berlin Wall fall。
咁我哋就发觉咧呢个柏林围墙嘅。
Then you discover the collapse of the Empire of Moscow。
咁我哋跟住就睇到呢个莫斯科嘅呢个嘅帝国咧。
One CBS journalist，
一个CBS 嘅
，who is very good Christian，
系一个好好嘅基督徒。
And who was in Moscow at that time？
佢当时咧就喺莫斯科。
He told us，
佢话俾我哋知。
And he still remember how Gorbachev say make some statement like this。
咁佢就仲记得咧，戈巴乔夫点样嘅去讲呢一番嘅话。
He said you Jews always like to go home。
你呢一班嘅犹太咧，经常都想翻翻
你。Always nag and nag and nag。
佢成日喺度不断咁样嘈，咁样嘈。
I already have enough of it。
我听够啦。
So now I just let you go。
我而家任你哋走啦。
So you see, brothers，
你大家听到
啦。When God said to Gorbachev， "Don't give them up"，
当神向戈巴乔夫话你要释放。
Gorbachev has no way how to give them up。
戈巴乔夫就冇办法，一定要将佢哋。
那 political scientists they don't know how to explain why all of a sudden the fall of empire of Moscow。
呢个政治嘅科学家完全唔明白点解呢个莫斯科嘅王国咧系突然间。
No, we know why。
但系我哋知道点解。
Because God said to the North, give them up。
因为神向呢个北方讲，你要释放。
So, I use this illustration。
我用呢一个咁样
嘅。To tell you that now in the Bible, when you talk about far and far north means Moscow, far south means what? Ethiopia.
我哋喺极北，我哋就系讲到咧呢个莫斯科极南咧就系讲到埃塞俄比亚。
So when you reach Ethiopia, already reach the end.
当我哋去到埃塞俄比亚，我哋就去到呢个地极啦。
So remember, now in the Bible, you have a sphere of revelation, a scope of revelation。
咁根据圣经我哋就睇到呢个启示嗰个一个嘅。
When God tries to reveal something to us，
当神咧要喺嗰度咧话俾我哋听一啲嘢。
Now he wants he only pick up part of this globe。
咁神咧。只系嗰度拎起一部分嘅。
Now, then you find all the prophecies all connected with events within the scope。
咁呢一个嘅预言咧，都系咧根据喺环绕住一个咁样嘅圈圈咁样嚟。
This globe is very big. It's covered the whole planet。
咁呢一个嘅圆圈就系包括咗整个地球。
But the Bible did not reveal everything about this whole globe。
咁但系神。圣经咧唔系要喺嗰度咧讲晒成个嘅地球。
Now, Bible did not talk much about Brazil nor Chile。
咁啊，圣经唔系喺嗰度讲到巴西或者智利。
Not even the United States。
甚至乎咧美国都唔会。
Now why this is so？
点解咧？
Because you have to remember when God reveals His word, especially about prophecy。
神咧喺嗰度咧讲出佢嘅话，特别咧喺预言嘅时候。
Now He only talk about a smaller world。
咁喺嗰度咧就讲一个比较细嘅一个世界。
Other than our globe，
系比同我哋呢个嘅
地球咧嚟比较。In within this scope，
喺一个咁样嘅一个圆圈嘅。
Then you find that you find how the prophecies all in connection in all the events happen within that scope。
咁呢一个咁样嘅预言嘅应验咧，就系喺呢一个咁样嘅小圆圈。
So now you are able to know how big is that scope。
咁所以大家就会知道呢一个咁样嘅圆圈大概几大。
So you use Jerusalem as a centre。
咁你用呢个耶路撒冷做嗰个嘅中心。
Now you use 1,400 miles as radius。
咁你然后用一千400里做一个嘅
Now you can draw a circle. Now you can draw a circle.
咁你就可以画一个圆圈。
Now, brothers, when you reach the circumference,
咁你跟住嗰个嘅圆周。
And then you know you reach the end of this world.
咁你就知道去到地极啦。
But actually, the real planet is much bigger than that.
咁但係實際上呢個地球咧係比呢個嘅圓圈咧係大好多。
We think when you reach New Zealand, that's the end of the Earth.
我哋知道有陣時咧去到紐西蘭咧就係。
We think that when you reach Chile, that's the end of the world.
我哋知道咧就係呢個地極。
No, according to the Bible, if you reach Moscow, already the end.
去到莫斯科就係個地極。
If you reach Ethiopia, that's already the end.
去到埃塞俄比亞就係地極。
Remember, now this is the review world.
咁啊，呢个就系启示嘅呢个世界。
So this is not the whole world.
唔系全个世界。
So in the Bible, and according to God's prophecy,
喺圣经里边根据神嘅
He only revealed this part of the world.
神咧就系叫俾我哋睇见呢一部分嘅世界。
Outside of this part of the world, God was silent. God is silent.
咁啊喺呢一个圆圈以外嘅咧，神系静默嘅。
So this is very important.
所以系好重要。
Now within this circle,
喺呢一个嘅圆圈嘅。
You have Moscow,
你有莫斯科。
You have Egypt,
你有埃及。
You have Syria,
你有
You have Ethiopia,
你有埃塞俄比亚。
You have China,
你有中国。
You have England,
你有英国。
But you don't have the United States,
但冇美国。
Nor Canada,
冇加拿大。
Nor Brazil,
巴西。
So brothers, now you understand.Some people always ask me, how about the United States?
是啊，唔通常问我嘅美国系点样咧
？I know some of the young people ask me that question.
我知道有啲年轻人都问我。
Now I like try to answer you.
我想答呢个问题。
Now I don't know anything about the United States.
我对美国一啲。
Bible do mention a China.
但圣经里边咧讲到中国。
Bible do talk about England.
但圣经里边亦都讲到咧英格兰。
And especially when talk about England, always talk about the islands.
咁啊，讲到英格兰嘅时候，讲到一个岛。
And according to the Bible, you do have a naval power。
咁啊，喺圣经里边咧，经常讲到咧呢个海军嘅能力。
With help of naval power。
咁啊，喺呢度有一个嘅海军嘅帮。
And the people of Israel was reborn。
咁啊，而呢个嘅以色列呢个嘅。国家咧就重新嘅被建立。
With the great help of British Empire，
就系英国呢个嘅
It was made possible that finally Israel, finally the nation of Israel should be established in the Middle East。
咁啊，因为英国嘅帮助，而呢个以色列咧就能够喺中
东。So read your Bibles。You do find England, you do find also China in the prophecies.
咁如果我睇圣经嘅时候咧，喺预言嘅里边，我哋就揾到英国，揾到中国。
But you don't find United States.
你揾唔到美国。
Why? It's very simple.
点解？因为
圣经讲。Now the revealed world in the Bible.
要启示嘅呢个世界。
It is using Jerusalem as a center.
系耶路撒冷做中心。
And then 1,400 miles as radius.
1400里做一个直
线。So everything happened within the circle or within the scope。
咁啊，都系喺呢一个咁样嘅圆圈里边。
It's in the Bible。
都系圣经嗰度。
Otherwise, God simply silent。
如果唔系，其他嘅咧神就冇做。
If God is silent, then we don't know anything about it。
如果神静默嘅话，我哋就乜嘢都唔知啦。
But you know, United States people, American people, they always like to be the center of everything.
咁啊！但係你知道美國咩？乜嘢都係佢做嘅中心。
So, we were so patriotic. They think we ought to find something from the Bible of the United States.
咁佢哋咧就喺度咧夾硬嘅喺聖經嗰度想揾關於美國嘅。
喺度你會翻嚟揾。
我最後佢哋揾到一啲。
呢個先係就係回顧住嘅台 Bible。回顧住嘅 Bible。
當我哋去睇嘅聖經。
You always find the word Jerusalem。
你成日都會見到耶路撒冷。
Now, when you look at the word Jerusalem,
當我們看耶路撒冷這個字的時
候， In the middle of the word, you have the USA.
英文的字中間有 USA 的字。
So, if you find Jerusalem, you find USA.
你看到耶路撒冷你就找到你 USA。
But brothers, actually, you can find that in the Bible.
但是實際來說你找不在聖經裡找不到。
So now you understand that. For us to understand prophecy, we have to understand this part.
如果我們要明白這個預言，我們就要明白這一部分。
So the north always means Syria.
咁所以北边经常都系讲到最。
South, the south always means Egypt.
南边经常都系讲到埃及。
So now when you come back to Daniel chapter 11,
当我哋翻翻到但以理书第十一章
，The king of the north is referred to Syria.
咁所以北方嘅王就讲到叙利亚。
The king of the south is referred to Egypt。
南方嘅王就系讲到埃及。
So remember that portion of the Bible has been wonderfully fulfilled。
咁所以嗰部分嘅圣经已经好奇妙嘅应验。
Especially roughly 160 years before Christ。
喺主前嘅160年之前。
And there was a king of Syria who was very well known。
咁嗰個有一個敘利亞嘅王咧，係好出名嘅。
Antioch the fourth，
安提亞第四世。
And this king really very famous in history。
喺歷史嘅裏邊咧，係非常之出名嘅皇帝。
He was obsessed with the Greek culture。
佢咧對呢個希臘嘅文化咧係好。
He wanted to Hellenize all the world。
喺嗰度咧，佢。
He wanted to make the whole world Greek。
他想令到整个世界都受希腊文化。
When they know that the Jewish people are most difficult people to be Hellenized.
但是他知道犹太人是最难去改变他们的。
But remember according to history.
但是根据历史来讲。
Now, Antioch the Fourth, the king of Syria, or the king of the north.
这个安提亚四世就是这个叙利亚的王。
Now, he did invade Jerusalem.
他在这里进攻了耶路撒冷。
Not only that,
不单只是这样。
He even took the temple of God.
他在这里拿了圣殿。
And he even sacrificed a pig on the altar.
他在这个祭坛上面来献了一只猪。
So because of that, he really polluted the whole temple.
在这里他就在这里污秽了整个的圣殿。
Now remember that part of the story, that part of the historic story,
在那个历史的故事
was prophesied by Daniel.
就是在但以理书里面所预言的。
Now remember that only happened about 150 years before Christ.
就是主前150年的时候。
Now the book of Daniel was written around 600 years BC.
但以理书是在主前的600年所写。
Now you discover that part of prophecy wonderfully fulfilled.
我们就看到这一部分的预言是很奇妙的去应验的。
However, if you read the context,
当我们去看一看里面的内容。
Then you discover the prophecy about the king of the north.
咁我就睇到讲到北方嘅王嘅预言
，cannot fulfill completely there，
唔系完全嘅被应验。
So that means some passage are still yet to be fulfilled。
咁所以某部分嘅内容咧系仲未应验晒嘅。
So what does that mean？
咁呢个咩意思
？That means before the Lord return。
咁就讲到咧喺主嚟之前。
Now Syria will become a very important power。
咁叙利亚会成为一个好有重要嘅一个能力。
At such a point, it become a threat to the people of Israel。
去到一个地步就系咧，对以色列人咧系有一个嘅影
How they get about the how they become the threat to the people of Israel in the two century BC？
佢哋喺主前的两个世纪，他们怎么
样 the same way now they will become a threat to the people of Israel the end time before the Lord's return。
在主来之前他们同样是这样的来影响到以色列。
So it means that when you start to Daniel 11，
当我们看到但以理书第十一章的时候，
Now some part of the prophecy are yet to be fulfilled。
一部分的但以理书还要在那里来。
So if this is true, that means now one day Syria will become an important power in this world。
所以有一天叙利亚要成为在这个世界里面一个很重要的一个能力。
Definitely it will become a threat to the nation of Israel。
特别是对以色列呢是有一个很大的。
So read your Daniel 11, you will come to that conclusion。
当我们看到但以理书第十一章，我们就看到那个结论。
So part of them already fulfilled, part of them still not yet fulfilled。
用某部分应验，但某部分应验。
So you have a series of history, you have a series at the end time。
咁我哋睇到叙利亚嘅喺历史里边嘅叙利亚，同埋咧喺末后世代嘅。
Now yesterday we study Isaiah。
琴日我哋睇以赛亚书。
Now we also find the prophecy concerning Damascus。
咁我哋都讲到呢、这个。 关乎到大马士革嘅。
So that means definitely before the end time. Now Syria or Damascus will play very important role.
咁所以我哋会睇到叙利亚或者大马士革喺主嚟之前呢个系占咗好重要位置。
Definitely Syria is one of the trees which belong to all the trees.
咁所以叙利亚系其中一棵树属于咧各样嘅树嘅其中一棵。
So now brothers,
所以等于
now what happened to that area before the Lord's return?
咁喺嗰一个嘅地方会将会发生一啲咩
事咧？之前会唔会得？If you study your revelation,
当我睇启示录嘅时候
，when you study Revelation chapter 9,
当我哋睇启示录第九章
，and then you will discover there you have six trumpets.
因为咧有第六个号。
Now we talk about six seals, six trumpets, and six vials.
咁我哋有六个。
Seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials.
七印、七号同埋咧七碗。
So when the angel blow the sixth trumpet, that means already great tribulation.
咁当呢个天使咧喺度吹第六个号嘅时候咧，就系呢个大灾啦。
So according to the Bible, there will be four angels.
咁根据圣经咧，喺嗰度有四个嘅天使。
Near river Euphrates.
咁啊，系好近呢个幼发拉底河。
And those angels, they were fallen angels.
咁嗰一啲嘅天使咧，都系堕落咗嘅。
So then they will be released.
咁佢哋喺嗰度咧被釋放出嚟。
Now after they are released，
當佢哋釋放
，they want to carry out a plot。
咁喺嗰度咧，佢要
陰謀
個陰謀。
Now according to that plot，
根據呢個陰謀。
Now certain year, certain month, and certain day and certain hour。
某年某月某日某時。
So that's part of the plot。
呢、这个就系嗰个嘅阴谋。
One third of population will be wiped out。
三分之一嘅人口咧要成被杀
死。It means at least you'll find 20 billion people. Sorry, 2 billion, I think. 全世界是六 six billion or 60 billion。How many billion? How many? What is the population today? Let me ask young people.
4 billion is China.
No, six billion, right?
No, it's more than that.
No, 6 billion. Around 6 billion. Around 6 billion. Yeah. Or not 60 billion, I think. But anyway, one third. You know, one third.
One third. No.
Let me see.
5 billion is Chinese. So
Chinese. How many? No.How many?
It's 1/4 is Chinese. So if 5 billion is Chinese, so it's about 20 billion.
All right. Go back to your high school. Go back to
my 3000人咧喺呢个
So what does this mean?
呢一个点解咧
？The new terrorism we talked about yesterday.
琴日我哋讲到有新。琴晚我哋讲到呢、这个恐怖分子，恐怖。
It will reach to peak in great tribulation。
去到呢、这个大灾难嘅最高峰。
So remember, the new terrorism was born around September 11, 2001。
咁喺九一咧，呢、这个就系嗰个新嘅恐怖分子嘅。
So we all have witnessed the birth of new terrorism。
咁呢个新嘅恐怖分子嘅产生。
But if you ask me, now when that will reach the peak?
咁但系你问我几时去到嗰个最高峰咧
？According to the Bible, in great tribulation, you will find that it will reach the peak. But by that time, one third of people will die like that.
咁根据圣经嚟讲，我哋睇到咧呢个三分之一嘅人要死咧，就系去到最高峰。
So Bible never predict anything about September 11th.
圣经我冇讲到呢、这个九一一
，but Bible did talk about new terrorism。
但系咧，圣经讲到呢个新嘅恐怖。
And Bible did predict that one day when the when we will when that new terrorism will reach its peak。
咁啊，幾時呢一個嘅新嘅恐怖主義咧去到最高峰
？But more than that，
更多。
According to chapter 6:9 of Revelation，
係根據啟示錄嘅第九章。
Because of three plagues， that's why this one-third of people were wiped away， will be wiped away。
因為呢三個嘅瘟疫。三分之一的人呢也都要死亡。
So if only three plagues could cause one third of population dead，
因為這個瘟疫呢就叫三分之一的人呢也都要死亡。
So these three plagues must represent the weapons of mass destruction。
這個就是講到這個大量
殺傷武器。 So if you study the Bible do tell us the weapons of mass destruction。
聖經也都講到那些大量殺傷的武器。
So remember brothers and sisters，
記得等
一下。 Now when we come to the great tribulation，
當我們去到大災難的時候，
and by that time there will be weapons of mass destruction， that will destroy one third of population。
有大量殺傷的武器，就是將一三分之一的人是殺
了。 But since the Bible 11 will begin to wake up to the fact，
在911的時候我們就發現這個
事實。 Now this whole world is open to the threat which is the weapons of mass destruction。
原來我們整個世界都是在這個這樣的大量殺傷武器的。
So if this weapons fall into the hand of the terrorists，
如果這些這樣的武器在這個恐怖分子的手上，
It will be horrible things to happen。
有一個很恐怖很恐怖的事。
So remember that's what happened after September 11。
大家記得當9/11之後，
The whole world wake up to a reality， that is actually there exists the weapons of mass destruction。
所以他們就很關注到這些大量殺傷武器的擁有權在哪裡。
Now whether today Iran has the weapons of mass destruction or not， that's a big question。
咁但係而家呢個伊拉克係咪有呢個大量殺傷嘅武器咧？都有大量。
Intelligence， yes。
根據呢個情報。
Not only American intelligence。
唔係美國情報。
Not only British UK intelligence。
唔單止美國情報或者英國情報。
French or Germany。The whole world。
全世界。
According to intelligence， yes。
根據呢個間諜情報係有。
According to reality， we still do not know very well。According to reality， we don't know。
根據這個實際的情況我們就不知道。
But one thing we know，
但有一樣我們知道。
In the first person Bible war，
第一次的波斯灣戰爭，
we know Iraq did have the weapons of mass destruction。
他們真的有這個大量殺傷的武器。
Of course we were not sure， of course at that time they did not have a nuclear weapon。
當時他們沒有這個原
則。 But definitely biological and or definitely you have a chemical。
他們有個生化武器，生化武器。
So that's for sure。
這個是肯
定。Because that's what's record, historic record。
因為這個是實際的。
Now we are able to find out, we are even able to know the details of these weapons。
我們都有一系列這個資料，詳細的資料。
Now actually in the first person Gulf War, these weapons already on the warhead。
咁而喺第一次嘅波斯灣戰爭嘅時候咧，呢一啲嘅武器咧就係裝住喺呢啲導彈嘅彈頭。
So if Saddam Hussein was able to use them in a very effective way，
如果薩達姆可以好有效嘅用呢一啲嘅武器嘅時候
，Now the dose of this weapon they have，
呢一啲武器嗰一啲嘅
劑量，它的劑量，它的劑量。Now, according to the record of the United Nations，
根據聯合國的資料記載，
Now actually it can destroy the whole world，
就可以將整個世界都毀滅。
The weapon of mass destruction is very real, brothers and sisters。
這個大量殺傷的武器是很真實的。
So that's why Americans were so nervous about Iraq。
所以為什麼美國是對於伊拉克是這麼害怕。
So after September 11 we are all wake up to that fact。
在那一之後呢，大家都清醒過來了，對這個事實。
So if we talk about WM， okay， if we talk about WMD, everybody knows what it is. Especially since September 11. Now everybody, now after the United Nations, they do recognize the threat. That's why they want to put the pressure on Iraq.
所以他在这里呢,被伊拉克有压力,
even they may agree to use the force to deal with it.
所以他们呢,没同意用,
but the whole world unite together to recognize the threat of weapons of mass destruction.
但全世界都知道有这样的一个这个大量杀伤的威胁，especially about
the biological weapon.
特别是在生物武器那里。
Biological weapon actually we are called is hydrogen bomb of the poor.
这个生物的武器就是说穷人的氢气弹。
Now, according to experts,
根据专家所说,
if you want to conquer the territory of one square mile of your enemy,
如果你要去战胜一平方英里的敌人的话，if you use traditional
weapon,
如果你用传统的武器,
now it will cost you $1,200.
那就要花你1200美元。
Now, if you want to use nuclear war to obtain that territory,
如果你用原子弹去得到这一块地方,
it means $800.
那你只需要用八,
if you use chemical weapon,
你用化学武器,
$500.
500美金.
If you use biological weapon,
你用这个生物的武器,
only $1.
每一分美金.
So no wonder it is the weapons of the poor.
这就是穷人的武器了。
So no matter whether you are already developed country or not, no matter what, now brothers and sisters, now any poor people, they may have this biological weapon.
所以无论你是发展了一个国家怎样都好，每一个人都想有这个生物武器。
So now we understand why we have this war, the present war.
所以我们现在明白我们为什么会有现在这个战争。
Now, we know that this war is about the weapons of mass destruction.
我们知道这个战争就是因为为了这个大量杀伤武器。
And because when you are involved with anti-terror war,
那就是对付这个恐怖分子的。instead of
you are always defensive, you have to be very offensive.
那如果你要去防范呢，你就要去攻击。
So now that's why we have this war.
所以为什么我们有这个战争？
And this war is about the weapons of mass destruction.
而这个战争就是因为这个大量杀伤的武器。
Now we still don't know whether Iraq really had them or not.
但我们不知道这个伊拉克是不是真的有。
Now according to United States, UA or USA or UK's intelligence, they are pretty sure they must be there.
根据美国和英国的情报资料，他们是有的。
But according to the people,
但根据圣经,
those weapons are mass destruction,
那些大量杀伤的武器,
is in the area of Euphrates.
就是在有化学的河那个地方。
Now remember, Euphrates involved with the three nations.
大家要记得这个有化学的河关乎的三个。
Syria and Iraq.
就是土耳其、叙利亚和伊拉克。
Now, it is true whether today whether you find weapon of mass destruction or not in Euphrates.
无论如何，你喺系咪我哋揾唔揾到咧？呢个大量杀伤武器喺呢个地方。
But one day, definitely you will find weapon of mass destruction according to the Bible at the end days.
咁啊，但系根据圣经咧，喺最末后嘅时候咧，我哋就可以咧喺嗰度揾到呢个大量杀伤武器。
So according to the lesson we had yesterday,
咁根据琴日我哋一个名，we find Syria, we find Iraq, we don't find Turkey。我哋揾到叙利亚，我哋揾到伊拉克，但系揾唔到土耳其。
So now, brothers and sisters, now you can understand roughly before when we come to the Great Tribulation period.
咁啊，当大概去到大灾难嘅时候。
Now either Iraq or in Syria or both.
无论是伊拉克或者最后或者两个。
By that time, definitely they will have weapons of mass destruction.
咁啊，去到嗰阵时咧，佢哋一定会有呢个大量杀伤武器。
Now we are still not there yet.
我哋仲未去到嗰度。
Now this war is just over.
呢个战争啱啱嘅完结。
And we don't know the future of Iraq, whether they will have or whether they will not.
我哋仲未知道关乎到伊拉克嘅将来，但
系there was a rumor somehow Iraq moved this weapon of mass destruction to Syria。
咁啊，有一个嘅传言就话佢哋伊拉克咧将嗰啲大量杀伤武器。
Well, scientists, especially Dr. Jern, for example, and these people, according to some rumor, they already entered into Syria.
咁啊，而当中嘅重要科学家都已经搬到去咗啦。
So, brothers, do you see that?
弟兄姊妹，睇到。
We don't know what will happen later.
我哋唔知道迟啲会发生咩。
Now you have to watch very carefully.
我哋要小心地去留意。
We not only want to know what happened to the Kurds. We also have to see what happened to Iraq after the war and what happened to Syria.
我哋要留意喺战后呢个伊拉克同埋叙利亚会点样。
Whether those scientists about weapons, nuclear, biological weapons really fled to Syria, we don't know.
嗰啲负责生物武器嘅科学家系咪真系去到叙利亚？我唔知道。
Whether they have really shipped all these some of the weapons of mass destruction to that part, we also don't know.
系咪真系将呢一啲大量杀伤武器搬到去做嘢？我哋都唔知。
So we keep our eyes very wide.
所以要睁开我哋嘅眼睛。
Now we know that according to our Lord's prophecy.
根据主所讲嘅预言。
And then we see Syria, Iraq, prosper is me.
当我哋睇见叙利亚同埋伊拉克个发芽嘅时候。
When they really become a power.
当佢哋成为一个好有能力嘅国家。
According to Daniel 11,
now
definitely Syria will become a threat to people of Israel.
咁啊，叙利亚就会对以色列咧成为一个嘅
危机。And so strictly speaking,
before
the Lord returns, you have that Islamic alliance.
当主嚟之前就会有呢个伊斯兰嘅。
Not only Iran, not only Iraq, also Indonesia, also Malaysia.
唔單止伊朗、伊拉克，仲有印度尼西亞同埋馬來西亞。
But brothers and sisters, you know that, you know the problem there.
我哋知道個問題喺邊度。
And you know what they want is that they may possess for themselves the habitation of God.
咁啊，原來佢哋要嘅咧就係要得到神居住嘅地方。
So remember, brothers and sisters, that's according to Psalm 83, we already see the situation there.
我已经睇到呢个当个
We already see the conflict in the Middle East.
我已经睇到咧中东嗰个嘅斗争。
So.
冲突。
So now we just wait and see.
我哋要喺度嚟等。
You will discover everything is going in that direction.
全部嘅嘢都系向住嗰个方向。
We already see the megatrend. You see that?
我哋睇到嗰一个咁样嘅一个趋势。
And when we reach the sixth trumpet.
当我哋去到第六个号嘅时候。
Four angels will be released.
咁四个嘅天使咧就会被释放。
And for sure, the weapon of mass destruction will be used.
咁啊，嗰个都好稳定啦，嗰个大量杀伤嘅武器就会
死。And one third of population will die just like that。
咁啊，三分之一嘅人口就会被杀，咁样。
So then the new terrorism will reach the peak。
咁而呢个新嘅恐怖主义咧，就会去到最。
So this simply tells us。
咁呢个好简单嘅话俾我哋知道。
Actually, great tribulation is much sooner than you think。
咁呢一个嘅大灾难咧，系早会。
Before September 11, you just cannot. You think the Great Tribulation must be very remote.
咁啊，当喺9/11之前咧，我哋对于大灾难咧，以为咧系离我哋好远。
But if you ask many Americans,
但系当大家而家去问美国
，When they went through September 11,
当佢哋经过9/11之后
，You know somehow they have a feeling.
佢哋咧有一个嘅感觉。
You know, formerly they thought that the world in the United States is very different from the world of Great Tribulation.
咁咧，佢哋觉得呢个美国呢个嘅世界咧，同 同呢個大災難呢係完全
It's almost impossible, it's very remote.
係離我哋好遠好遠。
But brothers and sisters, according to the Bible,
但根據聖經
September 11 is only the birth of new terrorism.
911呢就係呢個新恐怖主義嘅誕生。
And then finally,
咁而最後
and we reach great tribulation, new terrorism will reach the peak.
呢個新恐怖主義就去到最高峰。
So today we already live in the post 911 era.
咁我哋而家就係喺後911嘅年代嘅。
This is very important.
睇到咧係好重要嘅。
And that's the reason why we are divided, the world divided, because of this war.
咁因為呢個嘅戰爭呢個世界咧就被分裂啦。
Because for those who really go through September 11.
睇過一啲咧，經過過911嘅人。
And for those who never go through September 11,
而有一啲咧係冇經過過911嘅影響。
You are pretty sure they have a different idea.
對佢哋嚟講係有兩個唔同嘅意念喺度。
You see, now that's the reason I think I want to look for a good dentist.
呢一個就係點解我哋要去揾一個好嘅牙醫嘅原因。
Now, if a good dentist always has very good teeth.如果一个牙医有一个很好一口的好牙齿，
因为一个牙医有一口好牙齿
，He may be good dentist，
咁佢就系一个好嘅牙医。
But he never sympathize with you，
咁佢就唔会识得。
Only when the dentist go through some suffering in the midnight，
咁就系呢一个牙医咧喺半夜佢痛过嘅时候。
So he knows how terrible is that feeling，
咁佢就知道你嗰个感觉系点样。
So then he can sympathize with you，
咁佢就识得啦去体谅你啦。大家明白
了。So it's very different.
是一個很
不同的地方。For someone who never experienced the deep tooth pain.
那有些人是從未經歷過牙痛。
And for some people, they already experienced the tooth pain.
那有些人是真的經歷過牙痛。
It's completely different.
是完全不同的，等一下。
So remember, now our world is divided.
我們世界是被分
裂。Because some people, they experienced the September 11.
因為有些人是經歷過911之痛。
Some people, they don't think that way.
因為呢另一些人呢就完全
沒有經歷過。 That's why their reasoning, they were completely different.
所以呢他們提出的原因呢完全就完全不
同。 So now you understand, today we already enter into the post 911 era.
所以我們就看得見我們現在進入了後911的年
代。 It means that the Lord's return will very, very soon. Great tribulation is not American tribulation.
But
September 11 is American tribulation.
911是美國的災難。
But great tribulation is a global tribulation.
大災難是全球的災難。
According to the Bible.
根據聖經。
Now, we are approaching that time.
我哋就走向一個。
So now we should learn how to escape that great tribulation.
我哋就要識得點樣嘅從呢個嘅大災難嗰度嚟逃
避。Now the rapture of the saints is no longer an academic topic.
聖徒被提就唔係一個學術性嘅一個題目。
It becomes very real, my brothers.
係一個好真實嘅。
For yourself and for your children.
對你來講或者對你的孩子
We have to be ready.
我們要預備好我們自己。
Because September 11 actually is a wake up call for every Christian.
因為911是對每一個基督徒來講的一個的
Now, the tribulation is coming.
頂中這個
If you only see the birth of new terrorism,
但我哋睇到咧，我哋啱啱就睇到呢個新恐怖主義嗰個嘅誕生。
But then, you know, when the angel blow the sixth trumpet,
但係當呢個天使喺嗰度吹第六個號嘅
，new terrorism will reach the peak.
咁而呢個新恐怖主義就
one third of population will go like that.
三分之一的人就會這樣去死亡。
Now tonight, please, I will ask you one question. How many population of this world today?
Okay? 請大家今晚
You should be able to tell me 6 billion or 60 billion?
是6億或是60億
Now, either 6 billion or 60 billion, okay?
要是6億或是60億
So, at least this you should help me.
咁樣咧就可以幫幫我。
There tonight.
今晚。
So there was now a prophet of Daniel.
你跟住但以理。
Now we have to watch carefully Syria.
我哋要小心地去睇敘利亞。
Anything happen to that nation?
任何事情喺呢一個嘅民族嘅國家
嘅安嘅話。Our Lord said.
因為我哋主講。
Behold the fig tree and all the trees.
我要看下呢一個無花果樹同
埋。Behold means you have to watch carefully.
看下就係話我哋要好小心嘅去
睇。Watch carefully what happened to Israel.
我哋要好小心嘅睇喺以色列發生。
You have to watch carefully anything about Iraq or anything about Iran, even anything about or anything even about Syria.
我哋要小心嘅去睇，唔單止係伊拉克、伊朗。
Syria definitely is one of all the trees.
因為敘利亞好肯定係呢咁多個樹嘅其中一棵樹。
According to biblical prophecy,
根據聖經嘅預言
，we should be able to see the mega trend of the world.
我哋就可以睇到世界嘅大趨勢。
Now we want to go even one step further.
我哋再向前一步。
When you turn to Daniel,
當我哋去到但以理書
，especially when you come to chapter 2.
我哋去到第二章嘅時候
，Now remember that Nebuchadnezzar dreamed a dream。
我哋布加利沙王喺嗰度有一個夢
，and he saw a great statue。
喺嗰度咧有一個嘅像
，golden hair，
金頭
，and silver breast，
銀胸
，and brass， and copper's belly，
銅頭
，and iron feet，
鐵腳。
Now I think we are familiar with that great statue.
我哋大家都對呢個嘅像咧好熟悉啦。
And we know that that statue actually represents the flowchart of history of mankind.
咁我哋就知道咧，呢一個係講到咧人類歷史嘅一個時間表。
So somehow give us a timetable of this world.
咁喺嗰度咧，俾我哋睇到咧呢個世界嘅時間表。
And gold hair speaks of Babylonian Empire.
金頭咧就講到巴比倫嘅帝國。
Silver brass tells us the Persian Empire.
銀胸咧講到波斯帝國。
Then Greek Empire.
跟住希腊嘅帝国
，Then Roman Empire，
罗马帝国。
Now you know that's why that prophecy was very important。
所以我哋知道呢一个嘅预言系好重要。
Do you see that？
大家睇唔到。
Now for us， most of them become history。
对我哋嚟讲，嗰啲都系成为咗历史。
Now we are no longer， we are already in a part of the feet。
我哋咧而家去到嗰个脚嗰个部分。
Now when we come to 2 feet，
去到两只脚嘅时候
，You remember according to Daniel, you have half clay and you also have what? You also have half iron。
喺嗰度咧，呢两只脚咧就系半来半铁。
Now before the Cold War，
冷戰之前。
Now you know how the world divided into parts。
呢个世界咧系分开两半。
And one part belong to clay, another part belong to iron。
一半系泥，一半系铁。
So now you see you have nations with iron curtain and also you have democratic country nations.
我哋就睇到呢个世界一部分咧系喺个铁幕嘅里
边。So for many years you know that the Cold War between these two parts of the world.
所以咧喺呢两半嘅世界嗰度咧就出现咗冷战嘅情况。
Between the part of the clay and the part of iron.
就是呢在個鐵和泥呢
But now you can see after the collapse of empire of Moscow
當這個莫斯科這個的帝國倒台的
Now brothers we are approaching the part of 10 toes
那我們就去到這十個腳趾了
Do you see that?
但看到
After collapse of Berlin Wall，
当柏林围墙倒塌嘅时候
，If you look at this great statue，
当我哋睇呢个巨嘅像
，Where are we today？
我哋而家去到边度
？We are already in very end times。
我哋已经去到最尾最尾嗰度。
So what do you mean by 10 toes？
十个脚趾咩意思咧
？What does that mean？
咩意思
？And because of that。And you not only have Daniel 2, you also have Daniel 7, chapter 7.
不单止我们有但以理书第二章就有第七章。
And there you find from the sea arise lion, bear, leopard, and a moon beast.
那在第七章呢我们看到有出现了几个四个兽就是狮子
熊 棒和不知名的兽，
同埋不知名的兽。
So you see, you have four beasts there.
喺嗰度有四个巨兽。
Now this another prophecy.
咁呢个咧系另外一个嘅预言。
But this another prophecy to the same event.
咁啊，呢个预言就系咧同样嘅预言咁。
Now we know these four beasts actually represent four empires。
咁而呢四个兽咧就代表咗四个帝国。
Now Babylonia Empire was compared to the lion, a lion。
咁啊，巴比伦帝国就系讲到呢个狮子。
Persian Empire, the bear。
咁啊，波斯帝国咧就系讲到
呢个。Greek Empire, leopard。
咁啊，呢个希腊帝国咧就
very fast, very fast,
好快好快。
Within 2 years, almost within 2 years, Alexander the Great could conquer the world at that time.
咁啊喺两年之内咧，亚历山大大帝咧就将当时嘅世界咧
完全嘅统
治啦，好似呢个炮咁样。
But then you have an unknown beast.
咁啊，跟住一个不知名嘅
兽 represent the Roman Empire.
咁啊喺嗰度咧代表住罗马。
Remember, this all the empire in the history of history.
咁呢个就系代表住喺历史嘅里边呢个嘅。
Are the empire by mention in the Bible？
咁啊，而亦都系圣经里边咧所讲到嘅。
We know that they all went to history。
但我哋都知道呢一啲嘅帝国都成为咗历史啦。
Now why in the eyes of Nebuchadnezzar you have gold, silver, brass, and copper？
咁但系喺尼布甲尼撒嘅眼中，点解系会金？
As a conqueror of the world,
世界嘅一个嘅统治者
Nebuchadnezzar only see the outward appearance of the empire.
咁咧，布加利撒咧，净系睇到呢个帝国嘅外貌。
It is very great. It is very awesome.
是一个好大好宏伟。
If you know anything about Roman Empire, Greek Empire, and Persian Empire, and even Roman Empire, now you understand. It really gives you the awesome feeling.
咁啊，我哋唔去，
很 awesome feeling。
当我哋去睇其他嘅帝国嘅时候咧，我哋就会睇到咧呢个国帝国咧系有好好伟大嘅一个感受。
So remember, brothers and sisters.
記得頂住咪。
And if you visit Rome,
當我哋去到羅馬
，even from the ruins of the Rome, you still can see, you still have a glimpse of the greatness and glory of Empire of Rome.
當我哋去睇到個廢墟嘅時候咧，我哋都仍然能夠睇到羅馬帝國嗰個嘅輝煌。
The glory of the Rome.
嗰個嘅几宏伟嘅一个罗马帝
国。So, remember, brothers and sisters, if you read the Bible, especially Daniel,
当我哋读圣经读特别但以理嘅时候
，and in the eyes of a conqueror,
喺呢个统治者嘅眼底下
，this world empire is very awesome.
呢个嘅咁样嘅帝国系一个好
great，very great，
好宏伟，好伟大，
很庄严，
好庄严。
Okay, so you see.That's only one aspect.
呢个只系一部分。
Because that's the dream of the emperor.
呢个就系呢个皇帝嘅一个嘅梦想。
But now in chapter 7,
但系佢哋
就 it was a dream of the captive.
第七章就系讲到咧呢个嘅
俘虏嘅梦，
俘虏人嘅嗰个嘅梦想。
You see, the dream of the emperor and the dream of the captive is very different.
呢个嘅皇帝同呢个俘虏人嘅嗰个嘅梦想咧，系完全。
The interpretation is completely different。
嗰个嘅翻译嗰个解释系完全。
Same empire, same four empires。
同样嘅四个帝国。
But in the eyes of emperor, gold, silver, brass, and iron。
金银铜同埋咧铁。
But in the eyes of the captive。
喺个俘虏人嘅人
，For the one who has been captured into Babylon，
咁咧佢就要咧将人咧俘虏到巴比伦去。
But he saw these four empires。
当佢睇呢四个帝国嘅时候
，What did he see？
佢睇到系乜嘢咧
？He did not see gold, silver, bronze, and iron。
佢睇唔到啦呢个金银铜铁。
What he saw？
佢所睇到嘅
beast
就系咧四个嘅兽。
You see that？
你睇唔睇到咧
？And the emperor only sees something outward。
咁咧，因为咧呢个皇帝咧只系睇到外貌。
But the captive is able to see something inward。
咁咧，而俘虏人嘅人咧就睇到
有。Now you can see the nature of this world。
咁咧，我哋就睇到呢个世界嗰个嘅。
When you visit Rome，
当我哋去睇到。
You only visit the Golden House of Nero。
咁我哋就睇去到呢个零六嘅个金屋嗰度。
But you don't know how, you don't know how he built that house.
但我哋唔知道佢点样嚟起呢一间屋。
If you see the nature, in the nature of Nero,
但如果我哋睇到呢个零六呢一个人嗰个嘅
，sure, he was bitter in nature。
咁啊，呢一个人嘅性格咧就系一个好似兽一样咁嘅性格啦。
So remember, if you look at the world empire。
所以当我哋去睇下呢个世界嘅呢个
帝国。Outwardly speaking, you see the splendor, you see the grandeur, you see the glory of all this empire。
咁啊，当你睇呢个嘅帝国嘅时候咧，睇到好。宏伟好庄严好，
你系 inner sight，
但系当你去睇里边嘅时候
，you will see the cruelty， you will see the you will see you will see the beastly natures in all this empire。
咁你就会睇到里边嗰个残忍里边嗰个嘅兽性喺呢个嘅帝国。
That's why you have a lion, you have a bear, you have a anubis, you have a lion。
所以咧，你就会睇到嗰个有狮子、有熊、有豹，同埋咧一个不知名嘅兽。
So two different ways. Actually, the two, now you can see the two, now you see the same reality.
我哋都睇到呢、这个同样嘅嗰个
two perspectives.
但系咧，亦都系真实嘅
两个不同嘅观点，
两个都。不同的觀點。
So you see, either you look at from from the view of a conqueror or from the view of a captive.
你从一个俘虏者嘅眼光去睇，或者从一个帝王嘅眼光去睇。
So we know that chapter 2 and chapter 7 actually speaks of the same thing, same events.
所以我哋知道第二同埋第七章都系讲到同一个。
So that's why these two chapters are to complement each other.
所以呢两章咧系彼此嘅补足。
Or to explain each other.
系大家嘅解释。
I think that's very important.
所以系非常之重要。
For example, if you want to know what are the 10 things.
咁所以想要知道呢十个脚趾系乜嘢
？Now you have to go to Daniel 7。
咁你就要去第七章嗰度睇。
Because in the first beast，
因为喺个第四个兽。
Now that beast has 10 horns。
喺嗰度咧有十个角。
So that turn 10 toes as corresponding to the 10 horns。
咁啊，呢十个脚趾咧就同呢十个角咧系有关系啦。
Now this is not the very important。
咁呢个咧系非常之重要。
And also, if you know history very well，
如果我哋知道历史清楚
，Babylon has a long history。
Babylon 咧系一个好长嘅历史。
You know the first emperor of Babylon was not Nebuchadnezzar。
咁原来巴比伦第一个皇帝唔系尼布加利撒。
Now why God said you are the golden head？
但为什么神说你就是那个金头呢
？Now without chapter 7, you just don't understand why Daniel said you are the golden head.
如果没有第七章我们就不明白为什么但是你说你就是那个金头。
Now Babylon has very long history, then long history, why Nebuchadnezzar?
咁巴比伦有一个好长嘅历史，但系点解系到格
利
沙
？Why Bible comes from Nebuchadnezzar？
点解圣经系讲到嚟到格利沙
？Very interesting。When you come to chapter 7, you understand it。
咁当我哋去到第七章，我哋就
why？ Because that lion came up from the sea。
咁因为呢个嘅狮子咧系从大海嗰度嚟嘅。
Now that great sea refers to Mediterranean Sea。
咁而呢个大海就系指住咧地中海。
Now what does that mean？Even Babylon has a long history.
就算巴比伦有一个好长嘅历史
，but only Nebuchadnezzar.
但只有尼布加利撒
draw the influence of Babylon to Mediterranean Sea.
将呢个嘅影响带到去地中海嗰度。
The first time.
第一次。
So now you understand. When Bible talk about golden hair, talk about silver breath, talk about this four piece, you know, when talk about Babylonian power, he starts from when Babylonian influence finally reached the Mediterranean Sea.
所以当圣经讲到这个金头银胸或者这四个兽的时候大概开始的时候但是所讲的就是话到巴比伦呢将这个影响力带到去地中海。
The same thing Persian God, the same thing Persian Empire have a long history.
同样波斯帝国也是有一个很长的历史。
But it was General Cyrus who brought the influence to the Great Sea.
那而就是这个Cyrus 这个将
古列将军
古列将军呢将这个影响力带到去这个地中海那里。
So you see, brothers,Now it's very clear. These two chapters really simply supplement each other.
原来呢两章咧系彼此嘅帮助嘅。
Now I think this morning we especially focus on the fourth beast.
今天我们就在第四兽那里。
Now when you look at the fourth beast or look at the iron legs.
今天我们看一下这个铁的脚。
Now we know that that all refer to Roman Empire.
应该是讲到罗马帝国。
But we have to be careful.
但我们要小心。
Bible never say Roman Empire.
但圣经没有讲到是罗马帝国。
Now Babylonian Empire, Bible spell that out.
圣经好像讲到
Persian Empire, the same thing.
波斯帝国。
Greek Empire, the same thing.
希腊帝国同样。
Bible even mention name Nebuchadnezzar.
圣经讲到尼布甲尼撒郎。
Cyrus. Alexander the Great.
亚历山大大帝。
But remember, Bible was silent about the fourth beast.
但圣经对第四个兽是好像。
Now, of course, if you compare with history, you know that was fulfilled by Roman Empire. That's clear.
但我们看历史的话，我们看到罗马帝国是。
From the context of the Bible, from the word of the Bible, we were not told.
但根据圣经的上文下理，他们就没有讲。
We derive that conclusion from the fulfillment, from history, that's all.
我们只是根据历史去做一个结论。
So most likely this is, I think this is correct understanding, no doubt. The fourth empire should be Roman Empire.
所以第四个帝国是罗马帝国，这个是不需置疑。
But because Bible never see it.
但圣经没有这样讲。
We know that it is being fulfilled by Roman Empire. We know that.
但我们很清楚知道这个已经是被应验了。
However, when we come to the fourth kingdom, fourth empire,
但当我们去到第四个帝国的时候,
only when we compare with history, now we know that's Roman Empire.
因为我们去跟历史来比对, 所以我们知道是罗马帝国。
But nowhere in the Bible used the word Roman Empire, never in the Bible.
但在圣经里面从来没用罗马帝国这个词。
So for that we have to be very careful.
所以我们要很小心。
So if we are not careful, we may come to a wrong interpretation of the word.
如果不小心的话，我们就对这个圣经的解释呢。
Now Roman Empire is correct.
罗马帝国是对。
But only partially correct.
但只有一个是部分的对。
You see, you have to be very careful to find out what is the whole answer.
我们要很小心的才明白整个的答案是什么。
So that's why when we come to the fourth beast, Bible says it's unknown beast. He didn't tell us what kind of beast is that.
所以去到第四个兽的时候，他说是不知名的兽，没有说是兽。
The first one you know it's lion.
第一个兽是狮子。
Then you know bear.
跟着是熊。
You know leopard.
跟着是豹。
About fourth beast, Bible says it's unknown.
咁去到第四个兽嘅时候，圣经就。
You don't know how to describe it.
你唔知系点样形容佢。
Doesn't look like lion.
又唔。No，like bear。狮子又唔系好似。No。熊。
So now, now what kind of beast is that?
咁呢一个兽系一个点样嘅兽啊？
So now we can only understand from the prophecy of Daniel.
咁我哋只有根据但以理嘅预言去睇。
Now when we come to the next part.
我们去看到这一部分的时候,
now that is fourth beast.
那就是第四个兽。
Now we first let's try to understand that a little bit more.
那我们首先去明白多一点。
You know Roman Empire has divided into Eastern Roman Empire and Western Roman Empire.
那我们知道罗马帝国分为东罗马帝国和西罗马帝国。
That's why you have two legs.
所以你有两只脚。
You see? Now one represents the Eastern Empire, another one the Western Empire.
一个是东，一个是西。
Now if this is a leg, represents Roman Empire.
所以两只脚就代表了罗马帝国。
So what does that mean?
那什么意思呢?
That means these two legs ought to be of the same length.
这两只脚应该是同样的长度。
But if you study your history,
但你读一读历史,
you find that actually the Western Roman Empire fall first.
我们会知道西罗马帝国是首先没落的。
After almost 1,000 years,
跟着经过1,000年之后,
then you have the fall of the Eastern Roman Empire.
东罗马帝国才在那里被...
Now you see, these two legs are not of the same length.
所以这两只脚就不同长度。
So this statue was a cripple one.
这个巨像就是
But the Bible never tells us.
But
the Bible tells us a great statue.
我正经话俾你知，系一个好巨大嘅，有两只脚。
Of course, they ought to become of the same length.
系，当然咧，佢哋系相同嘅长度。
So then we first ask how this prophecy will be fulfilled.
咁所以我哋就问，呢个咁样嘅预言系点样嘅被应验
？It was not fulfilled in the in history.
唔系咧，喺历史嗰度咧系完全被应验。
Because if you find out the fulfillment, it ought to be of the same length.
咁如果系要应验嘅，就应该两个长度都系一样。
So now something very interesting。
咁所以有好奇妙嘅事就发生。
Now if you find that of not equal length，
如果大家去睇唔同嘅长度
，That means you should study history more。
咁你就要再读历史多啲。
That means we do not know much about our history。
如果我哋唔认识我哋历史嘅
，So if you know your history very well，
但如果你读历史
，That is something very interesting。
咁就有好。
You know, after the fall of so-called Western Roman Empire,
因为当西罗马帝国嘅没落
，then you have a Holy Roman Empire.
咁就有一个嘅
神圣罗马帝国
嘅罗马帝国。
Then when you have a Holy Roman Empire, and then you know that how actually that empire is German Empire.
咁跟住原来呢个嘅帝国咧就成为咗德国嘅帝国。
Now don't forget the title of the German Empire, the title of the king or the title of the German king.
呢个第二次呢个王嘅名衔
封号 is Kaiser.
Kaiser.
Now Kaiser actually is the title of Roman Emperor Caesar.
咁啊 ，Kaiser 呢个字咧，原来就系同 Caesar 系一样。
So now you understand. Now if you remember, actually Western Roman Empire continued now in the form of German Empire.
咁啊，原来呢一个嘅东罗马帝国咧，就系喺同呢个德意志帝国嘅。
So they continue with the same title of Caesar.
咁啊，原来佢哋用同样嘅名。同海曬咧，同樣
嘅時間。So now you know that history again, that history continue.
咁而呢個歷史咧就繼續啦。
Now the same thing with the Eastern Roman Empire.
咁同樣係東羅馬帝國。
Now after the fall of so-called Eastern Roman Empire.
咁當東羅馬帝國嘅亡國之後。
And then you see how you see the Empire of Russia was.How the Empire of Russia arose.
咁啊喺呢个俄罗斯嘅帝国咧。
Now you know the king of Russia has a title called Tsar.
咁啊，佢俄罗斯帝国嘅皇帝嘅封号咧就叫沙皇。
Now remember the title Tsar actually is the same title Caesar.
咁原來呢個沙呢個嘅封號咧，就係同羅馬帝國。
So now you see the so-called Eastern Roman Empire continue。
咁原來呢一個嘅東羅馬帝國其實有。
In the form of Russian Empire。
就係用俄羅斯帝國。
So both line continue now。
咁所以兩條線就繼續啦。
Then we want to ask, now when will be the last emperor of both empires?
咁我哋就問最後呢兩個帝國嘅最末後係點樣嘅情況
？So they discover now the William the Second actually is the last emperor of German line。
咁啊，原來威廉二世咧就係呢個德國嘅帝國嘅最後一
位。Nikola the Second actually the last emperor of Russian line。
Nikola the Second 即係第二世咧，就係呢個俄羅斯帝國嘅。
So when these emperors dethroned，
咁當呢兩個嘅皇帝被推翻。
1917，
就係1917年。
So brothers sisters，
等住啦。
Now you see these two legs are of the same length。
咁我呢兩隻腳就相同長。
So how do you know we already finished that part？
咁我哋知道幾時完嗰一部分
？The end of the First World War。
就係第一次世界大戰。
So you see, brothers, it's very interesting. Here you find, now here you find what? Here you find the two legs are of the equal length.
所以我而家就睇到呢兩隻腳係相同嘅長度。
But be careful.
但小心。
If you really study history carefully,
如果我哋好小心咁樣去睇歷史。
Now it is true, especially study the Eastern Roman Empire.
特別係東羅馬帝國嘅歷史。
As far as the title of emperor is concerned, you know, Russia and the Empire of Russia really took that line.
咁啊，根據皇帝嘅封號嚟講，俄羅斯咧就攞咗呢一條咁樣嘅線。
But you know who destroyed Eastern Roman Empire?
但係你知唔知邊一個將 东罗马帝国来的推翻
Ottoman Empire，
就是奥斯曼帝国。
It was Ottoman Empire really destroyed them。
就奧圖曼帝國嚟將佢嚟摧毀
嘅。So then Ottoman Empire continued。
咁而奧圖曼帝國就繼續啦。
But importantly is this。
重要嘅事情係咁樣。
The territory of the Ottoman Empire has。
咁而奧圖曼帝國嘅地領土係點樣咧
？Was exact the territory of Eastern Roman Empire。
咁咧就係同古东罗马帝国一样。
So as far as the title of the empire is concerned, you see the empire of Russia followed that line.
咁而根据皇帝封号，俄罗斯就系根据佢条线。
As far as the territory is concerned,
根据地图领土嚟讲。
Now remember who now it was not Ottoman Empire took his place.
咁而呢个奥斯曼帝国咧就取代咗佢嘅位置啦。
So you ask when Ottoman Empire collapsed?
咁我就問奧斯曼帝國幾時係傾倒咧
？Again, 1970。
咁同樣係1917年。
You see that, brothers? It's very clear now.
係啦，好清楚。
So now you understand.
咁我哋就明白。
Now you know, the Roman Empire always like to use force.
咁我哋知道羅馬帝國咧好中意動用武力嘅。
Ottoman Empire also like to use force。
奧斯曼帝國亦都好中意用武力。
Because you remember, Ottoman Empire followed the Islamic Empire。
因為奧斯曼帝國係根據伊斯。
Ottoman Empire and Ottoman Empire, they share the same nature.
所以奧斯曼帝國同埋呢個咁樣嘅伊斯蘭帝國就用同一個咁樣嘅。
So, now, 他們是同族，他們都是同族，
同樣嘅性質嘅。
So because of that, when we talk about the fourth kingdom,
當我去到第四個。
Now remember, in your mind,
思想嘅裏邊
，not only the Eastern Roman Empire, Western Roman Empire。
無論是東羅馬帝國或者西羅馬帝國
also German Empire
或者第二次帝國
also Russian Empire
俄羅斯帝國
also Ottoman Empire
奧斯曼帝國
so remember this all included in Fourth Empire
都是在這四個的帝國的
they share the same nature that's iron
他們都是分享著同一個
這樣的 do you see that
and
so this is the lack part of that statue
都是那個的部分在那個大象的裡面
now something very interesting
有一個很奇妙的事
now brothers
等著
if you study the four beast
我們去看四個獸
you will find 10 holes there
那我們就看到10個
now if you study history
我們看歷史
of course that 10 holes should represent 10 nations
那這十個國就代表10個國家。
But according to history, you never find 10 nations among Roman Empire.
咁喺歷史嘅裏邊，我睇唔到有10個嘅國家咧喺呢個羅馬帝國。
So that means that part of prophecy was not fulfilled yet.
所以我哋知道呢一部分嘅預言係未應驗嘅。
Because 10 horns correspond to 10 toes.
咁呢10個國就代表住10個國子。
So, that should represent the 10 nations before the Lord returned.
咁呢就代表住10個國家喺主嚟之前嘅時候。
And they were supposed to be in the old territory of Roman Empire.
咁佢哋就應該喺呢個舊嘅羅馬帝國嘅領土嘅。
Now, you know, Europe was the old territory of Roman Empire.
咁而歐洲就係喺羅馬嘅舊嘅
So, if you study history, that was never fulfilled. So, this suggests that somehow, before the Lord returned, Roman Empire ought to revive.
So, in the Lord's return, the Roman Empire ought to revive.
This is only guess.We need confirmation.
但我哋需要咧喺嗰度咧去被肯定。
Now, if you study Revelation,
我哋去读启示。
When you come to Revelation chapter 13,
我哋去睇到启示录嘅第。
Do you remember? There is a deep
camel from the sea.
因为有一只兽咧喺海嗰度咧走上嚟。
You see again a beast from the sea.
同样咧系有一个兽咧喺海嗰度上嚟。
But now when you look at the beast,
但当我哋睇下呢只兽嘅时候，
it look exactly like the first beast in Daniel.
咁就同呢个嘅但以理书里边所讲嘅第四只兽咧系。
And there are 10 horns there.
都系有10个角。
By 10 horns, immediately you know that that's not the beast.
咁我哋睇到呢个有十个角咧，就即刻知道系第四只兽啦。
Yeah, according to history, according to Daniel, there were 4 beasts in history.
咁我根据但以理书嘅时候，我哋就知道有4只兽咧喺历史嘅里边。
Now when you come to John,
咁我哋睇到启示。
Now what do we see?
我哋睇到乜嘢？
Now we see the 4th beast come out from the sea again.
我哋睇到呢个第四只兽咧，再一次从海。
What does that mean?
咩意思？
That means the revival of the 3rd kingdom.
咁咧就喺第四个嘅帝国咧重新嘅兴起。
So my brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白？
What does that mean?
咩意思？
When you see the 4th beast from the sea.
有一日，当我哋睇到咧第四个兽从海里面，it means
that the 4th kingdom will be revived. Fourth empire will be revived.
因为第四个嘅帝国咧就会重新嘅兴起啦。
And finally, Antichrist will somehow, these 10 nations will have something to do with Antichrist.
咁而呢10个嘅国家咧就系会同呢个敌基督咧系有一啲嘅联系。
Now according to the Bible,
根据圣经，
the Roman Empire definitely will be revived.
咁而罗马帝国一定会
especially in the old territory of Roman Empire，
特别咧系喺呢个旧罗马帝国嘅领土嘅。Now
brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹，
you are in this part of the world，
你哋系喺呢个，你好清楚。How
today you will be human become a reality？
咁我哋知道呢个欧洲。共體點樣就成為咗實際歐盟。
And then you know, in the beginning it was only European common market, that's all.
呢個歐開始嘅時候只不過係一個共同市場。
Yeah, gradually you know it becomes very important identity, even political, in the future probably even military.
咁慢慢嘅就喺政治上面聯合，甚至乎咧喺軍事上面聯合。
So, brothers and sisters, today's European Union,
咁現在嘅歐盟
is the initial and partial fulfillment of the revival of the 4th kingdom.
咁呢個就係開始同埋咧部分嘅應驗呢個第四個。Now
in Europe, you use euro.
歐洲我哋用歐元。
Let me ask you.
我問一問大家。
Last time when Europe used the same currency, when?
上一次，最後一次。 歐洲用同一個嘅貨幣係幾時咧？
That was in the time of our Lord Jesus.
就係耶穌基督嘅時代。
So by that time, you see, only in Roman Empire do you use the same currency.
只有喺羅馬帝國裏邊先至用同一個幣制。
So when you use euro, you already know that somehow that 4th kingdom is revived.
我哋每一次用呢個歐元嘅時候，我哋又睇到呢個第四。But
now, still in the initial stage.
咁呢個只不過係一個最
Now, Bible talk about 10 horns.
我圣经里面讲到十个角。Horns
always speak of strength.
讲到嗰个嘅能力。
Now, in European Union, you may have more than 10 nations.
咁而喺呢个欧盟嘅里边，我哋已经多过10个嘅国家。
But before the Lord returns,
但系当主嚟，you
will find 10 strong ones.
咁我睇到十个强壮嘅。Now,
some of the component may be very weak.
有一啲嘅元素係好弱。
But for sure, France, for sure, you know, France and Germany definitely they're very strong.
但我好肯定嘅，法國同埋德國都係好強壯。
So you just watch carefully.
我要小心啲去睇。
Now in a political platform.
我喺呢一個嘅政治舞台上。
Now sooner or later you discover Germany and France they will be together.
咁啊，法國同埋德國咧，佢哋就會喺埋一齊。
Now that explains many things when you read your newspaper.
咁啊，呢個就解釋咗當我哋睇報紙嘅時候。
So, brothers and sisters, we are only in the initial state of the prophecy here.
只不過咧喺呢個嘅預言嘅一個開始。
Now, since you live in this part of the world,
我哋。
New Jersey much clearer than we have in the States.
你所睇到嘅咧，比我哋住喺美國嘅咧，係會睇得更加。
So more than Fourth Empire includes Roman Empire.
第四個嘅帝國咧，就係包括羅馬帝國。
So now today's Roman Union is initial and partial fulfillment of this prophecy.
咁所以歐盟就係咧部分嘅應驗呢一個嘅預言啦。
Be careful, I use the word initial and partial.
小心我經常用到呢個開始。
We still cannot see very clear.
因為咧，我哋仲唔係睇得好清楚。 因為咧，市場會繼續。
One day you will become very clear.
有一日我哋會睇得清楚一點。
Now, also, whether UK will again use euro or not, that's different story.
我哋會唔會用歐元呢個係另一個故事。
Now, you have to watch very carefully.
但我哋要睇得好少。
But no matter what, brothers and sisters, you know, this fourth kingdom actually is being revived.
咁而呢個第四個嘅王國係真係重新嘅。
But more than that, fourth kingdom also includes Ottoman Empire.
而呢個第四個帝國亦都包括咗奧斯曼帝國。
What does that mean?
That means
Ottoman Empire also will revive.
咁就話奧斯曼帝國會重新嘅被興起。
After September 11,
在9月之後,
now we begin to see the initial and partial fulfillment of this prophecy.
我們就看到這個預言的被應驗的開始和部分。
So that's how I explain what happened today.
所以就解釋了今天所發生的事情。
So, my brothers and sisters,
when
you see that,
你看到,
when you talk about all the trees,
當我們講到所有的樹,
not only the Roman Empire,
不單止巴比倫帝國,
not only Islamic Alliance,
不單止這個回教的,
not only Syria,
集合,
not only Syria,
不單止敘利亞,
also Roman Empire,
還有羅馬帝國,
also Ottoman Empire.
還有奧斯曼帝國,
my brothers, again I mention it. Some people probably don't know much about the Ottoman Empire.
大家或者不是很清楚奧斯曼帝國。
Ottoman Empire is actually Turkey Empire.
奧斯曼帝國其實就是土耳其這個帝國。
Now the components of that, the main components are the Turks.
當中最重要的元素人民就是特別人。
After they conquer the world. They make Muslim as their national religion.
他用回教成為他們國家。
So you see that? They unite all the same faith of Muslim. They unite all the nations with the faith of Muslim.
他們統一了回教。 They become
Ottoman Empire.
那他們就成為了一個叫奧斯曼帝國。
So when you see the Muslim, when you see the Islamic alliance predicted by Psalm 83,
咁啊喺詩篇83篇嗰度就預言到呢個會。If you can see
the further development,
我哋若果我哋繼續睇，then it will become political one, it will become military one。咁啊就會成為政治同埋咧軍事上面。Finally, the revival of Ottoman Empire。咁啊最後呢個奧斯曼帝國就會重新嘅崛起。
So that is.
So that is.
Now we conclude our study here.
我哋喺呢度咧做一個。According
to Book of Daniel.
根據但以理書。
Now we will put the more list there. Now all the trees.
我哋咧喺呢各樣嘅樹嗰度。
We have Roman Empire.
有羅馬帝國。
And also Ottoman Empire.
有奧斯曼帝國。
And also of course don't forget Syria.
所以唔好忘記敘利亞。
So if we know we behold the fig tree and all the trees.
是吧，看啊，你要留意这个。
Now we should be able to know when. What is the time now? What time is it now?
我哋就知道而家系乜嘢时候啦。
We are pretty sure it's already past midnight.
已经过咗半夜。
Now the night is very, very dark.
黑夜已深。
We are waiting for the morning star to appear.
神星啊，我哋喺度等到神星嘅显现。
Now our Lord will come back as the Son of Righteousness.
我哋主啊，系嚟到，系嗰个。
No matter you watch or not watch and pray, you will see the sunrise. 不管你惊不惊醒，你都会看见那个，你都看见太阳升起来。
无论你惊唔惊醒，你都睇到太阳。 睇唔出嚟。
However, only for those who work and pray.
唯有係嗰啲喺度警醒。
They will see the morning star.
佢就會睇到晨星。
The star, most bright star before sunrise.
所以咧喺太陽出嚟之前嗰個最光嘅星。
Now, why I will say work and pray?
點解我哋主話你要警醒禱告？
We are going to see the morning star.
因為我哋要睇到呢個晨星嘅
星。For the worldly people, they don't have to watch. Anyway, they will see sunrise.
對世界上面嘅人，佢哋唔需要喺度警醒。
But morning star is a reward. Morning star is a reward.
但係嗰個晨星係嗰個嘅
Especially reserved for those who watch and pray.
就係留俾嗰啲嘅警醒等候禱告嘅。
So brothers and sisters,
so
we pray that we all will see.The morning star.
我哋即系喺度祈求，即系我哋能够睇见嗰个晨星。
Thank the Lord.
咁就主。
Before the feet of our Lord upon the Mount of Olives.
喺主嘅脚嚟到呢个橄榄山嘅上
面。Our Lord will come secretly as a thief.
咁我嘅主又好似贼一样。
And he won't give you a phone call first.
佢唔会打个电话话俾你听。
And when the thief comes, he will try to get the treasure.
咁啊，而差嚟就会咧将嗰个嘅宝
物
咧
偷去。If thief always come to my house to collect garbage, I wish he would come every day。
咁啊，如果差嚟系收垃圾嘅话，我就希望佢
日日。But thief always aim at the treasure。
但系差嚟咧就系咧要偷呢个宝藏。
We are the treasure of our Lord。
我哋系主嘅宝贝。
And because Jesus died for us because of this。
主因为为咗呢个原因，为我哋
听噶，
咁就主
，He will come back and steal us away。
咁啊，佢要嚟到就要咧将我哋偷走。
So then we really see the morning star。
咁我哋就睇到嗰个晨星。
Do you see that？
你睇唔睇到
？This is most difficult time。
呢一个咧系最艰难嘅时候。
Because before the dawn is the most difficult part。
喺呢个
The night is very dark, and also it's almost for you very difficult for you to keep awake。
喺对我哋嚟系好难咧去警醒嘅。
And you almost fall to sleep。
经常咧都会瞌眼瞓。
But let us carry on。
系真系希望我哋。
Let us continue。
继续。
Let us march on。
继续嘅
系，唔
愿意去瞓觉。
My brothers, then you can see there this is the way how we meet the coming of our Lord。
咁我就咁样呢个就系我哋点样可以见到
？May the Lord really speak to our heart。
即系愿意主喺我哋心里边嚟说话。
There was a true story in Taiwan。
喺台湾有个真正嘅故事。
You know, a couple they were separate because of Japanese war。
有一對嘅夫婦，因為日戰嘅關係，佢哋分開咗。
The wife in Taiwan was waiting for the moment that they will have reunion. She will have reunion with her husband.
咁而呢個妻子咧就等一路嘅等咧，希望有機會咧可以再見到
丈夫。But that war seems to be a last forever.
呢個戰爭咧，好似咧永遠都
唔會咁樣。So she couldn't wait anymore.
佢再等唔到啦。
One week before, Taiwan going back to China.
台湾
喺一个礼拜之前，
去中国再
见到佢，
佢就结婚啦。
She married，
佢再一次结婚。
But after one week，
但系一个礼拜之后
，her husband came back。
咁佢好啊，系一个好荣
幸嘅婚礼。
佢後悔。
She said, "If I knew that it only one week more."
如果我知道仲有一個星期
，I will be faithful to the very end.
我就會喺嗰度咧，好。
That was the tragedy, brothers and sisters.
呢一個咧係一個嘅
brothers, we ought to be faithful to the Lord to the very end.
我哋咧要對主咧係忠心。
Just a few more miles, brothers and sisters.
仲有最後嘅幾里。
Probably just one week.
或者咧仲有一個。
Let us be faithful.
我哋對主要忠心。
Let us hold on to the very last moment.
我哋要捉緊直至到最後嘅一刻。
And then you will discover the morning star will be our reward.
咁我哋就睇到呢個晨星就係我哋嘅
上帝。May the Lord speak to our heart.
主嚟向我哋心裏邊嚟説。
Tonight we will cover the book of Ezekiel.
咁我哋會講到以賽結書。
So this time we go through Daniel, Jeremiah.Daniel and Ezekiel.
Daniel 同埋以西結。
So you know we go through these four books.
我當我哋睇過曬呢四。
To explain the prophetic word of Christ.
The fig tree and all the trees.
Tonight something very important. Now we can only have an overview of these books.
We
did it very quickly. Actually, what we had is only the outline. This is a very good challenge to you. Because by this way, you are able to have the keys to open these four major prophets.
Then
it will be very easy for you to go to minor prophets. The 17 prophetic books will be open to you. So let's pray and let's ask the Lord really help us to understand His prophetic word. Now this time when I was in East London, I share with them about the fundamentals of Christian life. We touch on the word of life. But this time when we are here, we talk about the prophetic word of Christ. So I suggest to brothers and sisters, if possible, you try to get a taste from the East London. We need these two sides of the word of God. And then we may follow Him in the very healthy way. Sorry, I have borrowed 30 minutes this morning. I have no way to give it back to you.
I
have to say very sorry. And let's pray. Dear Lord, we will commit this time into your hand. We thank you, you did speak to us. We pray that may this word sink very deeply into our hearts. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.